Hello again, everybody, and welcome to Around Town. I'm your host, Ron Giordano, and you're listening to 101.5 FM, your Huntley Community Radio Station. And with us today, our guest is Donna Kurtz, the McHenry County Treasurer. Donna's been with us in the past, and she's going to bring up to date on all the new things they're doing, all the new features, and how she's modernizing the Treasury Department for McHenry County. Donna, welcome to Around Town.
Great to be back with you, Ron, and to be back in the beautiful town of Huntley, Illinois.
Well, tell us, Donna, you talk about your portfolio investment program that's going on. Do you want to tell the folks about that and what you're doing and how well it's performing?
Yeah. Well, first off, I want to just let people know one of the big things that the Treasurer's Office does, and it's unique to government, we actually make money for our citizens, and we do it in a couple of ways. One of them is with our passport services, and we actually fund several positions, of which people do jobs beyond the passport services, but we're actually generating money so that those particular positions do not have to be paid for by taxpayer expense, yet we still get the resource of these fantastic employees.
Oh, that's and great.
It is. It's a terrific way to be self-sustaining to some extent. So in that regard, we've put in new systems. We put in online scheduling systems. And so now we have the capacity, and we've actually doubled the amount of revenue. And we've increased the number of people served in the county. So I want to encourage people to come to the treasurer's office and get your passports with us. We're very professional. We have the capacity to serve you. And we have some of the best equipment paid for by our revenues for important things like passport pictures, et cetera, with a highly trained staff to do that.
Well, I was going to mention that you might want to explain to the folks that that money that you make is just not going in your pocket. That money is being used to pay for different things, so you don't have a debt to carry forward.
Yes. And so the passport revenues go into a fund in which positions, actual headcount that serve the county and our citizens are using those funds. So it's a great approach to be self-sustaining. The other area, which you touched upon, and this is where, frankly, the big money is being made, is the Treasurer's investment portfolios. So we are serving different parts of the county government where they have funds available that at some point they will be using for capital expenses, et cetera. And through various inquiry and conversations, I have doubled, more than doubled, the amount of funds that are invested. We now have $109 million invested. I think there may be some opportunities for more investment. What is really exciting about this is that we have more than doubled the amount of income that we are achieving. We've gone from $1.3 million to almost $4 million annually.
So that money then, Donna, as you have programs come up or investments you have to make, that you have to purchase things, you're able to do that without assessing the general public.
These are funds that have come in through a variety of means. They may be grants, they could be tax dollars, they could be other other types of income streams from federal payments, Medicare, Medicaid, potentially, where they are paying for services, yet there's still funds that are not being utilized at that point. And so, yeah, these are funds that help us to keep taxpayer costs down. Ultimately, the county board decides how these funds will be used, but to have that supplementing our revenue streams is significant, and particularly in that I'm taking advantage of high interest rates that we have right now by locking in to those interest rates, doing it with completely reliable AAA secure funds that we will receive principal back. And the last thing is that we are going to continue to identify available funds so we can increase our portfolio and continue to literally give back money to the citizens of this county.
I don't think people realize that you just said that, because normally they look at things and say, well, we never get anything back. But that's really admirable to be able to say that there may be a time when funds will be going back to the folks where you don't normally see that. So that's really, you know, quite a unique situation.
Yeah, it is. And I have an extensive background as a financial advisor. I work with a broker who advises me, and we're able to generate income and then do it in a manner where we're able to return both principal and interest back to the appropriate department heads for their spending needs, and thus offsetting the need for taxpayer revenues and
that
property
makes sense.
Tax.
Makes
yeah,
sense.
It's a great thing.
How about your tax collection for 2022? You want to talk a little bit about that, Donna?
Yes. You know, I appreciate you bringing that up. One of the things that I think is very important is to understand how taxes are increasing and understanding who's increasing it more and who's increasing it less. I'm going to just touch on one element of that, and that is that the total extension due this year, that means the total amount of dollars that we were charged with collecting, and that's because of the tax levies by school boards, by park districts, by municipalities, by townships, by the county, and the multitude of taxing bodies. There's a total in this county of 119 taxing bodies, and they may or may not affect your tax bill because they may or may not serve you. For example, Huntley is not going to have a tax levy on a Crystal Lake resident,
sure,
etc. Okay, so given that, we look at a total amount of money charged by these various taxing bodies, as well as the assessment of the homes. And when we get into that, we see that this year, the extension was $930,253,495. What does that mean? That means that we have approximately $47 million that were that was charged more, an increase more on the citizens of this county, which amounts to a 5.3% increase. Why do you care about that? Because you should be looking at every taxing body that you as a taxpayer are being charged. That's what we do when we go to the grocery store. That's what we do when we get our haircut. We want to know, what are you charging me more than? Well, the baseline is 5.3. Are people charging you more? Are these boards, you know, various boards? Look at what their levy is, and you can see it on your, you will be able to see it on your upcoming tax bill, okay? You can also go to our website, and you can see it on your tax bill. But before I move on with that, I want to mention that that 5.3% baseline increase, I am proud to say that my colleagues on the county board did not exceed that 5.3. They were, I believe, somewhere around 1.9. So people in this county should feel proud of their county board for managing their money appropriately and being well below that baseline for this upcoming year, and also the year prior, which is even better comparison.
Right. So what you're saying is some of those other entities need to control their budgets as the county board has controlled theirs, so they can eliminate these increases, that being 5.5%, if they did better control of their budgets.
And I would say it slightly different, but I love the tenor of your question. The way I would say it is, if you have taxing bodies that are charging you in that stratospheric rate of 5% or higher, you need to ask them why. What are you doing that's causing you to raise rates that much? Yes, we know inflation has been high, but guess what? The county still managed to be well below that. So why are you? Help us understand that. And that's when you start to understand. And that's when you go to your board, you go to those taxing bodies, you go to their website, you see who the board members are. They're publicly elected. They should be very happy to explain to you why these are what they are. They are your elected officials, and they are responsible to you as the taxpayer.
And I think a lot of these school boards, we need more participation by the residents to go to these board meetings, to be present and voice their opinion so that people know that they're being watched and that people are paying attention to what they're doing. That's an open check. The big thing you always hear is that if you have a dollar to spend, you can't spend $2 when you only have a dollar to spend. So those are the kind of things that people are worried about. And you're right. You have to be able to attend.
Yes. May I just interject?
Sure.
And say, and you bring up our schools, and I understand that. To be fair, every taxing body needs to be watched. Every one of us, including, you know, my office, which is part of the county board, but they all need to be watched. And they all need to be willing and ready to help you understand why they charge what they charge. That is the essence of good government.
I think we've all been remiss because no matter what the board is, no matter what the entity is, we've been remiss because we don't attend those meetings and we don't make our voices heard. So consequently, when we see all these rates coming through, well, then shame on us for not attending and making our voices heard. So
yes,
that's part of it.
Sure.
I want you to roll out. I'm going to pause for a minute to remind everybody you're listening to 101.5 FM, your Huntley Community Radio Station. But I want to get into some of the new technology that's being rolled out that you've worked on, Donna. I think it's terrific.
Yeah. Oh, thank you very much, Ron. Yes. We can't just do the average or below the average. We have to be moving forward and providing the best possible services for the community. And that doesn't mean spending more money, believe it or not. It means going out, putting together requirements, going out into the marketplace and saying, hey, who can help us to bring new advantages, functionality, capabilities to the treasurer's office. And when people don't do that as a government official, they frankly are being lazy. And I'm going to say that because I am working so hard to bring new functionality to the people of this county. And I know that the easy way would be not to work so hard to do this. So, you know, there's another, I guess, box to check when it comes to elected officials. Hey, what are you doing to bring to me certain things? Let me give you an example.
Okay, let's do it.
What if you would like to pay your tax bill with PayPal? Because PayPal allows you to take a payment and spread it out. But you can't do that. Well, maybe you should be able to do that. We're right now looking at vendors who are going to allow us to make payment using things like Apple Pay, PayPal, as well as your credit card, as well as your debit card. And of course, I always want to push e-check because that's a direct debit and that's free. And we pick up any costs associated with that. So that's one of the elements. What do you do if you want that to happen? You got to look at different payment processors. Who can provide that for the people of this county? Secondly, electronic tax bills. Wouldn't it be nice if you got everything on your phone, you got to make a payment. Hey, you want to be notified when it's time to make payment. You don't want to be late, but you forget. Well, with a piece of paper coming through the mailbox, that's not giving you maybe the type of notification you need. You're on the go. You've got kids to take to school. You've got a job. Life is busy. We don't want you to miss the payment. So we are looking at vendors who are going to provide far more sophisticated ways to give you your tax bill in your phone. You pay for it in your phone, on your PC, and you're notified. So it's, and you're notified periodically. Hey, I want a notification that says, hey, you're going to be late. Pay today or tomorrow. It's too late. That's what I want. And we are working on that type of vendor to provide that. And again, without additional cost to our taxpayers. Last thing I'll mention is simply, I am working with vendors to look at new designs. We did huge improvements with our tax bill this last year to make it easier for people to understand what they're paying for. Remember, people need to know what they're paying for, who they're paying. Well, we want to look at even more sophisticated ways to present that data. So we're looking at that too, because we want to educate people. When they get a tax bill, we want them to know what they're paying for, why they're paying for it, or better yet, who they're paying it to. And that helps them then identify who they need to go and talk to about, why are you charging me this much money?
You know, folks, I don't know if you recall, but when's the last time you had a treasurer of McHenry County that put forth this much effort and began to modernize the system as much as Donna's doing right now? And that's no reflection on what her party affiliation is. It's a reflection on what she's doing in her job capacity to help people. And those who don't have a computer or aren't computer savvy, you have a cell phone. So even there, if you get notification by your cell phone, that can help you, even if you don't know how to run a computer.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Thank you, Ron. Thanks for the, you know, the nice kudos. You know, I just have to say, you know, what I am sharing with the audience here, this is what you guys think. This is what I think. This is what government should provide. And every one of us who's taxpayers, and we value what our government and community brings to us, they expect what I am saying. They expect everybody to feel this way who is elected. And I'm proud to be a treasurer, but at the same time, my attitude is nothing, it should be nothing special. Everybody who's elected should have that kind of sense of transparency and responsibility.
So, you know, we should get into another nitty-gritty part. Let's talk about senior citizens and their exemptions and things like that, because we have that population in McHenry County. So, Donna, what do you got going for us there?
Well, there's some really good things going on for people as it pertains to exemptions. The first, I'm going to do something I don't do often, but I'm going to give kudos to the state of Illinois, because they have approved two increases in exemptions. That means that you can apply an exemption to your particular tax bill if you fulfill certain requirements. The first one is just across the board homeowner exemption. That's going from $6,000 a year to $8,000 a year. That means that whatever the valuation is on your home, it will be reduced now by $8,000. What I have found, this isn't necessarily true for others, but what I see is that means about $500 less on your tax bill.
When does that go into effect, Donna?
That will go in effect for this upcoming tax year. So it'll be applicable for you as a taxpayer when you get your bill. So make sure you do have that homeowner exemption. You do have to live in the home. If you, you know, rent out your house, you're not entitled to that. And if the assessor is aware of that, they will get their money.
So that'll show up on those tax bills. I think ours come out in May in McHenry County.
It will. Yeah.
It'll show up then.
Yes, and you will see that $8,000 reflected if you have applied for your homeowner exemption. So if you have a question about that, let us know, and we will address that.
Now, if you haven't applied, your bill comes out, and you say, "Oh, gee, I didn't apply." Can you call in?
Yes, you can. You can, and we can direct you to the assessor's office. The best resource for phone numbers is the website, and I can provide additional information for you later on that as well.
Okay.
The other thing, though, and more specifically, senior exemptions. If anyone in your home is 65 or older, and you fill out a form, send it to the assessor's office, you are entitled to that $8,000 exemption. It was five, now it's eight. So again, that's going to provide some relief to our seniors, which we want to help. Many are in fixed incomes, and we want to reduce their tax burden because we want you as a senior, we want you to stay in our county. We want you to be near your grandchildren. We want you to be here.
Do you think, Donna, down the road there'll be an adjustment? Like Social Security has an adjustment based on inflation, so they make those adjustments. Do you think that'll apply too for seniors in the county, that it's this number now you're talking about, but will that change from year to year depending on how things are going? Because costs go up, well, then naturally other things have to go up with it and parallel it.
Yes.
Do you see that happening?
I see these exemptions as an offshoot of trying to address the issue of inflation. In addition, I want to mention two other programs, one of which my office manages and the other is done by the assessor's office. So the senior freeze is done by the assessor's office, and I would recommend that people contact the assessor's office. The assessor's office will then direct you to the application for the senior freeze. What this does is it freezes, and Ron, this kind of addresses what you're talking about, it freezes the valuation of your home. So regardless of the inflationary impact that your home may increase in value when your township assessor comes by to do that, that value will not change. It will be frozen. That has a huge impact on
taxes. Is that tied to your income, though, that freeze?
It is an income-based program, but I still recommend people contact the assessor and get that application and understand what the requirements are. It's a very good program. I've seen bills of seniors who have the program, and they're quite substantially lower in their taxes. The other thing that I want to also tell you is that the state provides a program that we manage. We have a fantastic person in front of the management of this who really cares about seniors, as does everyone in our office, but she does such a great job. And the objective of this is to actually give people loans to pay their taxes up to $7,500. And we can't do it for free. There is, though, a very nominal charge. The state, again, has done something good. They had the loan at 6%, which is really kind of onerous and, in my opinion, extraordinarily high. But they've reduced it in half, even in the face of the enormous inflation. The state said, you know what, we got to get this in line with our lower income people. Again, it's income-based, but the loan is now 3%. So you take out the loan, then you and then the state just takes care of your taxes once the application is approved. The state takes care of your taxes. You now have a lien on your property, and that lien then has a loan, just like any other loan, that every year you get a 3% assessment for. But the good news is you don't have to pay it back until the home is sold. And that goes against your home property. You do have to have some equity in that property. A great program. We're going to really be pushing that and getting as much outreach to the community as we can, because we want people to take advantage of this. It's a great program too. So,
you know, that's really great because the things that you're doing are helping people. They're not deterring people from staying in their homes. And a lot of seniors want to stay in their homes. They don't want to move on. They want to stay where they're comfortable, where they've been for many, many years. And this has to help them be able to accomplish that goal.
Yes. It absolutely. And so, you know, this is where government is trying to be responsive to the public as it's able to. That certainly is the case for my office. And you know, we're what we need to do now is I need to walk the talk of transparency. And so marketing for all the things that we're doing to help our taxpayers is also a big part of this effort. And being able to visit with you, talk to you, Ron, about what we're doing, that's another element of that communication and, you know, essentially the marketing to educate. So contact information to get more information or check up on any of the items that we've talked about today is the treasurer.mchenrycountyil.gov. That's treasurer, one word, dot, mchenrycountyil.gov. The treasurer's phone number is 815-334-4260. Our email is treasurer, make sure you put the ER on that treasurer at mchenrycountyil.gov. Finally, if you have questions regarding any of the exemptions and you want to go straight to the assessor's office, they'll be glad to help you as well. And their phone number is 815-334-4290. Thank you very much. All the best. Again, McHenry County Treasurer, Donna Kurtz.
Well, that's getting the word out, and we appreciate that. And we do want to have Donna back again sometime after the first of the year to bring us up to date again on all that's going on in McHenry County. Since Donna's the treasurer of McHenry County, and we appreciate her time that she spent with us today. Donna, thank you for that. And for all you folks out there, you've been listening to 101.5 FM, your Huntley Community Radio Station. Go to huntleyradio.com and click on Contact Us for more information. And we hope to see you again and hope you enjoyed the show. Thank you again, folks. Have a great day.